This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't think I'm not coming armed with golf talk.
I would hope so.
Seeing as how Scotty won a major while I was away. But first, headlines. We had a big game last night. You know, pretty good little ball game.
I would say so, because game one of the West was a dud, and we needed something better in the East, and it delivered in every conceivable way. I mean,
I really like high score games like that that aren't just chucking threes.
Yeah,
you know,
I've just never seen. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like that, except I guess Indiana's already done it twice, but
three times.
I mean, in this postseason, this would be the third time. But I mean, conference finals to do it again. They were up 14 with what, two and some change.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, how does that even? Like, I went through. I was at a bar and we were watching that. I was at a big meeting with the new boss.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there discussing important fan business, and the bar just kept. Every like 2 seconds there was an eruption. You could feel it building as people just all were like, oh my God. Cause you know, you hit 1-3 and you're like, whatever. And they hit another one. You're like, well, maybe. And there's a turnover and it kind of starts to build and the pucker factor, you miss a couple free throws. And I mean, just the crescendo of that thing. The only downside is the three, it should have been a three. It should have been a walk off with the choke.
Wait, I mean, you thought his foot was not on?
No. I'm just saying it would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have been the greatest ending of a game I've ever seen if he didn't have the Kevin Durant big toe over the line.
Yeah, Halliburton's shot.
If that's a three.
It went off of the screen.
Yes.
Like, you could not see the ball.
No.
It went that high off the back rim and then just dropped right in. And then a classic Halliburton, he's doing the choke sign, which was great.
Yes.
But they didn't win.
No.
Because it was only a two.
Yes. And then I immediately thought, oh my God, they're going to lose in overtime now because the choke thing. And and then the New York actually got off to a good start in OT, but you know, Indiana wins, because if you do that and you make the choke sign and you lose that game, dude, that's one of the biggest you're a jackass moves of all
time.
Yeah,
you got to win.
You got to win.
But, you know, Indiana, I don't really know how they do it. So the number was teams were 0 in 1,414 when trailing by 9 or more in the final minute of a fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. I'm going to repeat that. Teams were 0 in 1,414 when trailing by 9 or more in the final minute of a fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. And that record is now 1 in 1,414.
If you just scroll Twitter, there is at least 7, like, this has never happened, or it's happened twice in league history, you know, based on this lead and this time and these two teammates having this many points. I mean, look, it's just safe to assume that has never happened before and probably will never happen again. They would say, watch baseball because something will happen you've never seen. Well, that was last night. That doesn't happen. And it's like a perfect confluence of events, right? Where, oh, why can't I think of his name?
Old What's His Nuts?
Naismith just goes nuts and can't miss, hits six threes in the fourth quarter, right? And then New York turns the ball over a couple times and you get the scramble that was a foul and then wasn't a foul, and you had the 37-second replay. And then, of course, you got to miss a couple free throws, because in every one of these, if you just make – when you're up by that much, if you just make free throws, the game's over. But you miss a couple of those from a couple guys, and that leaves the door open. It's like this – confluence of events. And then, like, even like Halliburton didn't want to take that three. He was driving and then was like, and then
just go back over here.
Just runs back.
I'm gonna chuck it up
and flings that thing up. I mean, it's just you can't, like, if you wrote that script, you'd be like, that's a dumb movie and that's cheesy. And yet there we are.
Jay Williams called it the biggest choke job in NBA playoffs history.
Yeah.
And he is known for statements like that.
Yeah.
Very hyperbolic. But I don't know that it's not.
No.
I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to. In other words, I can't remember another game where a team blew that big of a lead in that short a time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, was it a choke, or was it just is this what the Pacers do? They play so fast and they can get hot and they get going downhill that they can erase deficits pretty quickly.
Well, I will say that
and they've done it three times. So yeah. Real quick, they have three wins this playoffs when they've been down seven or more in the final 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Three times they've done it.
One in each series.
It's not, it's unique to them because of the way they play. They play so fast. Mm. But so is that a choke, or are they just really good at doing that?
Well, it's a choke. It's
because you should never allow it no matter who you're playing.
Yes. If you're New York, again, you just have to not take your, and they even said after the game, they're like,
they took their foot off
the gas. And that's silly considering you've already seen Indiana do it twice. And then, like I said, turn the ball over, miss free throws. If you just don't turn it over and you knock down a couple free throws, it may be a little tight at the end, but Indiana doesn't even have a chance to do that. So when you open the door for them and then Indiana comes and slams it shut, yeah, it's a choke. Give credit to Indiana, but blowing a 14-point lead with 248, 238, something like that, 2 and some change, I'm sorry, that is a choke. That is 100% a choke. You're just going to sit there, if you're watching that game film, if you're the Knicks, you're just sitting there with your head in between your legs saying, how the hell did that happen?
We'll get more on this game coming up next. And boy, Jace, I go away and I come back.
Mm-hmm.
And on the very day I'm back, a Blazer wins an award.
Well, there's kind of two.
Well, sort of wins an award.
Yeah. Second tier award.
It's actually pretty neat.
You're damn right.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Things are looking up.
Pretty good.
And we've got some college football coming up. But first, let's go to Buck with Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, by the way, Aunt Edward's fined again for dropping an F-bomb.
I can't help myself. He's got
Yeah, that I think I read that his discipline bill is now $430,000 for the season.
I think that's right. He was at 370 before this one.
Yeah, he got 60. All he said was, "I couldn't have," or he said something about missing so many effing shots. I don't know. Do we need to be fining guys for F bombs? Like, we can't handle an F bomb, or
no? But also at the same time, like, it's not that hard to not drop F bombs on national TV or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's really not that hard.
No, it isn't. But
something tells me that he doesn't really.
I think they're going at him now. They're watching him.
He just throws that behind the child support payments, and he's all right.
Oh wow!
What?
What a shot that was!
Well, I think he's on pace. He's got that Tyreek Hill thing going.
Does he?
I think he's got like five.
Wow! Yeah, really? He's five with five.
Might be five with four.
Five with four.
Somewhere around there. It's encroaching.
Wow.
On that.
He is on a Hall of Fame pace.
Yeah, and he's young.
But he's got a ways to go, though.
Well, he's young.
Travis Henry, I think, was, what, eight or something?
It was something like that.
Well, and Ant just famously did this thing where he went to court and he said, I want to pay all 18 years right now, and I don't want to talk about it again.
He just wants to pay.
Which was crazy. Oh, but my God. But that's what he did. He forked over, like, a couple million bucks and said, like, we're done here.
Well, he's 23, so, I mean,
yeah.
You want to...
That's a pace.
You might want to slow down. I mean, I understand you make a lot of money, but just, you know.
What's he making every year? Ant Edwards?
Probably not. I mean, he hasn't signed the extension yet, so.
Yeah, is he in the
I'm assuming. 20s, 30s?
Right now, he's on a five-year, $244 million deal.
Hey-oh!
Whoa.
So.
I have to go to my iCalc.
You're going
to
be all right. You're going to be all right. But when he signs that, okay. So he's got a ways to go till but he'll be 27 when he puts his foot in the cash register again.
Next year
so.
He'll be making $55.6 million.
Oh my God, he's already making that much?
Yeah.
How is he at that level?
He already hit the extension. I mean, these guys coming to the league,
he was in there. He was young.
He was young. So he already signed the big extension.
God.
But the mammoth extension, though, when he's 27 and he signs the next, because if you look at some of these guys that hit the awards and whatever. Like Shea, I mean, they're going to be making like 80, 90 million bucks a year.
Yeah, I think I read not too long ago that there will be an NBA player making $100 million a season, a year, $100 million a year.
You know, hey.
And it could be Luka.
Then maybe, you know, maybe the child support isn't that big of a deal. They got to be careful because you're making that amount of money, then the child support goes up.
Why do you think he wants to pay it all now?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
Like locking up players of young, like it's like the Atlanta Braves theory.
It's smart. The opposite of deferred payment.
Yeah,
that's right. You lock up the child. You lock in the child support payments at a nice low interest rate now.
That's right.
Because you don't want that balloon payment coming later.
Because like you said, the more he makes, the more he's going to have to pay. He's like, here, just take all this.
Yeah. Bring your ass.
Now, if the next one, if the next gal is smart, she's like, woo, woo, woo. No. We're going to wait to renegotiate that in a couple years till you sign the big extension.
She just needs to wait a couple years to get him to knock her up.
Yeah. You got to wait that 27 year when in 3 years. That's when the real money kicks in for if he gets hurt though?
You know,
that's tough.
These are the decisions these women have to make.
It is. It's tough, man.
Out there.
Where do you go? You know.
Well, I was looking back at the Reggie Miller choke game.
Mhm.
Because I had, you know,
it's the stuff of legend, but you forget
I forgot
the
about
details.
It. Yeah, so I was looking at the details of that because, you know, we were talking about how bad the Knicks choked, and of course, they did choke, and then Halliburton doing the choke, and of course, Knicks Pacers has a little juice to it, even whatever it is, 30 years later. This is a fun series.
Well, and
the Pacers are just fun no matter who they play.
They are, and they've got Reggie Miller on the call.
Yeah.
Now, I did not get to hear it because, again, I was at a bar, so it was loud. We didn't really get to hear a lot of the call. Everyone was hooting and hollering, but I went back and listened to some of it, and he certainly was leaning in a little bit, and I know that rubs people the wrong way, but the point, and then he quickly kind of backed. I think that's a little awkward. If I was a Knicks fan, that would rub me the wrong way a little bit.
Well, rub it in his face.
That he's on the call pointing at Halliburton.
Take him down.
Halliburton.
Reggie Miller, that game, so that was the 1994 East Finals, Game 5 at Madison Square Garden, Knicks, Pacers. Miller had 25 points in the fourth quarter. And the Pacers outscored the Knicks in the fourth quarter by 19 points. Mm-hmm. And they beat them. They actually beat them kind of going away. So that's what happened in that game.
They beat them going away, I thought?
Well, they beat them by like 8 or 9. Okay. I think the final score was... It might have been 93, 86, so they beat him by seven.
Hmm. I thought he was just, because I remember he hit the three and then stole the ball and hit another one. I kind of thought that they just won by one or two. So, again, shows you what you, I don't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, exactly. They ended up winning by seven. The thing I like about that game last night was the teams, they only shot 60-some threes, I think. Which is, like, if the Celtics were in that game, dude, imagine how many threes would have been chucked.
Yeah, so Indiana put up 37, and it looks like the New York Knicks put up 34.
Oh, okay, so 70.
Yeah.
All right, I can live with
that. So the Knicks went 11 for 34. It's a robust 32%. And Indiana shot the ball significantly better than that. They went 15 to 37 for 40. I mean, some of these games literally can come down to who just shoots a better.
Exactly.
Like, if you shoot 10% better than the other team from behind yeah. the arc, the way the game is played, it's.
But at least the Pacers like to run
yes.
and get easy buckets. Yeah. So they have a little bit different dynamic going. But you know how many threes they shot in the Reggie Miller choke game?
I'm guessing not many.
The teams combined to shoot 30.
Yeah.
And Reggie shot a third of those.
Well, it's weird. When you go back and you think of like Dale Ellis or Reggie Miller, or, you know, whoever the Sean Elliott, these great three-point shooters. Larry Bird, it's alarming to see how few threes were actually taken. It just wasn't part of the game. And now it is the biggest part of the game. I mean, you see it all the time where you know, you see a star player and he takes 17 shots and two of them are inside the three-point line. I mean, Anthony Edwards is one of the most explosive, dominant players that we've seen in a number of years, and he does this all the time where he puts up 17, 18, 20 shots, and, you know, 90% of them are from three. I mean, he only took 13 shots in game one, and I'm willing to guess of those 13, I'll bet you nine of them were from behind the arc. I'd have to go back and take a look.
Well, anyway, good series.
Yes.
We'll see if the West Series gets good tonight. We do have Oklahoma City, Minnesota game two.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, so he took 13 shots. Eight of them were three-pointers. Yeah. Anthony Edwards in game one.
My Pacers.
Yes.
People think he might be dinged up a little bit, Edwards.
Yeah, he had the. He went back with the ankle and all that. But to your point about your Pacers, I said going in, I didn't have a rooting interest in anything, right? I
just, now you do,
it was
you?
Wide open. And I kind of thought I was going to be Oklahoma City because this is the other thing you missed. Apparently now we all hate Oklahoma City.
Why?
Well, it's very weird. Apparently Shea is the new James Harden and he's just a foul monger.
Yeah.
And that Oklahoma City, it's a garbage franchise that lucks their way into to all these draft picks, and then they stole a team from Seattle, and they're ugly and to watch them play, and Chet Holmgren looks like a cast member of the Burbs. Like, out of nowhere, like, everyone, you missed it. We had two great rants. Dirt went off for like a minute and a half about how much he hates them. Danny refused to give him any credit, basically, for doing anything. Huh. And, like, on this national basis, like, it's like, oh, my God, like, we hate Oklahoma City. So I was like, well, maybe I'd go for Oklahoma City because, you know, screw everybody. It seemed like a weird, arbitrary hate. And then on the other side, I was kind of like, all right, maybe the Knicks, because you got to admit, when New York's cooking, that arena and that city, it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, that city's going nuts. But after last night...
All Pacers, baby.
All Pacers, right?
Hell yes.
Hell yeah!
How could you not... If you didn't have a rooting interest... And you were watching that game. How could you not get behind Indiana?
I know. I was even pulling for New York. And about midway through that run, I was like, well, you know what? Go Indiana.
And maybe it seems lame, but Halliburton went from the guy who didn't play a single minute on the Olympic team, being the guy who just was like a practice player, to being the most overrated player in the NBA. And now he's like, watch this. And it's great to watch this little story arc for him.
I got to tell you, he seems like a pretty fun guy, too.
His dad's a douche, but yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I forgot about that.
He's leaning into it, though.
But he's a good guy.
He's leaning into it, and I can appreciate it.
Is he a villain?
He has become
He's becoming the villain.
I think he wants to be. Yeah. There's been a viral clip going around from when he and Jalen Brunson both appeared on WWE at the same time. So they're both into the whole heel theatrical element of that.
Well, that's fun. I love this. I mean, come on, we're all going to watch game two, right?
Absolutely.
The Pacers finally got their hooks.
It just got good.
And Rick Carlisle is their coach, who is a grade A-hole.
Yes.
But that guy's a hell of a coach.
Well, think about this.
Remember, he already has a title.
Yeah, that son of a gun. If he took that Mavericks team that had no business winning a championship, if he takes these freaking Pacers and they win it,
yeah,
holy hell,
Rick, do you really think they can win it? I mean, they're really good.
Why not? I mean,
yeah, I guess so.
I don't think they're going to, but
it's probably going to be
Oklahoma City.
It's going to be Oklahoma City. Yeah, but really if it's the Pacers and the Thunder, I think the one thing about the Thunder is they are pretty young.
Yeah.
Not pretty. They are very young.
Well, and in close games, they have not done well. And Indiana has been beyond
clutch. And I think
clutch.
They would have the coaching edge, would they not? With Slick Rick over there?
Absolutely.
All grumpy.
Their coach, Dagenault, just won Coach of the Year.
I know, but I think... But come on, Carlisle's got the pedigree. He's been there.
He absolutely
won the ring.
Has the chops, having done this before.
Yeah. All right. Go Pacers. I ordered my Pacers jersey. Yeah.
Well, it was even fun last night. You had the same, the pinstripe jersey, and it just that last night was fun. That was great.
All right. Well, NBA awards were handed out today, and as expected, the college football playoff is a changing. That's coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.